much as how you saw over here. There's the shidduch and so on. But there's also a small piece over here, a small inyan, which it's the side of one of our tefillahs, and it's a little bit tamua mitzad from where we learn this inyan. The pasuk says over here, "V'yitzok bo miboy ber lachay roi." Yitzhak was coming from a certain place. V'hu yoshev eretz hanegev. V'yetzi Yitzhak losuach basod l'fnis erev. Yitzhak went out to be losuach basod. V'yisayinu v'yavi nigvalim boy. So, Chazal Darshan over here, the Targum teaches it saloa to Davin. And Rashi teaches mifdigmo losuach l'shem tfilik me'yishofich sichoy. So, b'meila, we have here a tefillah of Yitzchak. Chazal darshan it in Brachis. The Gemara says, "Tanya kavas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Avram tikin tefillah shachris shem avayashke Avram b'boikel amokem shomet shom ve'ena mida letefillah shem avayamet pinuchay falol." Yitzchok tikin tefillas mincha shnema yitzi Yitzchok lasuach besod of neiserev vein sichol at tefillah shnema tefillah oni kiyate b'tnei Hashem yishpach sichoy Yaakov tikin tefillas arve shnema yifka mokum v'yolin shom v'pkil at tefillah. So we have three ovens, each one's misakin tefillah, and each one is misakin it in his oifen. Now shnema v'atel al tzpal v'adam zev al tisib adam yina tefillah v'al tifkabi. If you take so obviously we understand a few things. We understand if there are three of us and each one had a different inyan that he was mashlim, that he was miyasid, the tefillahs are also connected to that. In other words, it's not the pshat that each tefillah itself, it's just the sum of three tefillahs. Each tefillah is a different kinesh to it, and the different kinesh of the tefillah is going to be shayach to the different mahalachiyos. So if you take a look at it, Avram and Yaakov, there's a similarity as opposed to Yitzchak. By Avram, we're talking about the place. So the tefillah is described as the kviyas makom of where he's standing. Yaakov is described vayifka b'makom v'yolin sham, also makom. So there's a special place, and Avram has a midah b'makom, and Yitzchak has begiyah b'makom. By Yitzchak, it's not called a makom. V'etzei Yitzchak l'suach basode. A sode is the hefch of a makom. A sode is just open field, and the lashon that we have, Lasuach, a specific lashon tefillah, is unique to Yitzchak because vayifka and vayamod is the amida b'fnei something else. It's sort of the setting yourself up for davening. The lasuach is the etzim pu'ula. Sicha is the lashon tefillah is etzim pu'ula. So Yitzchak's tzura of avoida is different in this way. It says in some places it says that all three were in the Har Moriah. The question is, was Yitzchak in Har Moriah or not? It doesn't say anywhere that there's a basoda. So they talk about it, and some say that the pshat is he was mechavim to that makom, and because wherever you are, you're supposed to be mechavim to that makom. So eichshelo yeah, there was a specificity. Yaakov was definitely that makom was the Moriah or Bais. Avram could be that makom. Yitzchok, if anything, probably the pshutshem because there was not that makom and it was not the Har Bais, and it just there was mechavim to that makom, which is also shinui. And the shinui that it doesn't say the word makom. That's not what happened over there. The besides the lasuach, there's two words here. There's lasuach nesbesada. On the second half of where the mokum avoda was, we also have an afkemina. The Gemara in Psochim says that lasadlova. It says like this. It says. V'omer Ablaza, Ma'irach Siv, V'holchu Amim Rabim, V'om L'chu V'na L'har Hashem, Al Beis Al Kei Yaakov. It says that Lassad Lovo, the Am are going to come, and they're going to say, let's go up to the Har Hashem, to the Beis Al Kei Yaakov. So, Ma'irach Al Kei Yaakov, L'Kei Avrom, V'Yi Yitzchak, Elo, L'Yi Kei Avrom, Shekosu B'Yi Har, Shenema She'yoma Hayoyim B'Har Hashem Yiroya, V'Loi Kei Yitzchak, Shekosu B'Yi Soda, Shenema Tzik Yosu B'Yi Soda, Al B'Yi Yaakov, Shekro B'Yis. So the Rashi here says the pshat that they all daven in Har Maria. Rashi says Har Maria, Usada de Yitzchak, Ubeis El de Yaakov, Kulam Barabais Ispalu. In other words, all three of them are talking about Har Abayis Mamish. That's what we're talking about. And even if we'll learn, like the other Shittas, so he's Mecham Tarabais, whatever it is, it's talking about Har Abayis. So the description that Shayach to Mesoilam is going to be Bayis and not the other ones. But Lemaisa Chazal describe the distinction between the others in this that their Tfisa in Beis Hashem is Shayach to these three terms. Avram is Shayach Tahar, Yitzchak is Shayach Esode, and Yaakov is Shayach to Bayis. So understanding the distinction, when we're describing a Makom Kodesh, understanding the distinction between Sode versus Bayis and Har is going to give us some sort of sense about what's unique about Yitzchak. And the truth is, if you think about it, the same nekuda is unique about the two. A har and a bias denote something very, very specific. It's a defined area. It's a makom that has a bias you built, and that makes it into makom mesuyim. The har stands out. In other words, when you want to define something, a peak on a mountain, there's a very clear definition. Mi ala b'har Hashem, yukam kam kotshoy. It's something which is very sharply defined. A sada is it's sort of amorphous. Doesn't have any real it has no real makom to it. So it's distinct. Interesting that the Pasuk Yirmiyah says that the Churban describes is Tzion l'sodet t'choresh v'yishalayim l'iyim. That Tzion, the Makom Mikdash, will become plowed up until it becomes a sodet again. So Ke'ilu a sodet is the non-existence of Har Abayis. Rashi here says that the Makom Abayis was called Sodeh by Yitzchak, and yet the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, when he wants to describe the Churban Abayis, the Bittul of the Makom, calls it says that it's going to become transformed into a Sodeh. V'alidavahu, so how does Sodeh mean a Makom Avoda? That's something that's really, really strange. There's another nekuda that we need to think about is what is the inyan of the sikh over here. We have different lashonis we have different lashonis at tefillah, different lashonis of dibur, and so on. The sikha is a strange lashon for tefillah. If we were to sharply, by looking at the different mekairis of the way sicha is used, the word sicha tends to denote the simple, I guess, for lack of a word, chit chat between two people. Sicha betela, sicha kala, al yarba sicha meisha, sichosen shal avde ovis is yofimitosen shal bonim, is telling me a mile in avde ovis. But it's focusing that sicha being the lowest, it's the least significant of conversations, and because of the mile of avos, Chazal are telling us that the sicha of avde ovis are more important than the Torah of Banim. But the sicha means the lowest dag of shmuzing. And the example Chazal gives to Chazal is Eliezer's storytelling over here. Eliezer comes along and says, you know, I came here today and this, and I took out that, and I saw her, and I said this, and that. The nature of it is of a very, very light nature. So sichosen shel avde ovis is the sicha of Yitzchak's eved. In other words, he was coming on a shlichus for Yitzchak. Avram sent him, but it was for Yitzchak. And Chazal call this, this is called sicha because it's light, and so on. Sicha betel sof, sicha betel miyomov. The word sicha, mashal. Let's take halachic terminology. Mesiach levitumoy. Mesiach levitumoy means the hefech of serious diburim. When someone stands and he's made and with ma'ayim on him, that's haggadah. But when somebody tells a story that has a havon or something, that's called that he's trying to get a point across, it's called sipur. Mesiach v'tumim means idle, totally unintended conversation. That's what it is. So how does that become a lashon tefillah? And if anything, Yitzchak. And Chazal need to prove it to the pasuk. Chazal. Said ein sicha lashon tefillah, shneu tefillah ani kiyata v'lashem yishbar sichoi. So Chazal needed to prove that word means that. And there's a stir in one place they bring a raya from the pasuk in Tillim to the pasuk in Breishis, and one place they bring a raya from pasuk in Breishis to the pasuk in Tillim. But it seems clear that siach is not it's not a natural lashon tefillah. And therefore, you have to prove it both ways. So how do we understand the inyan over here of sicha becoming a lashon tefillah and so on? So let's understand a little bit the nekud of sicha, what sicha is, and then we'll understand why it's Yitzchak's tzuruf tefillah dafka. Chazal say that da'agab lev ish yisichena l'acherim, yasichena, yisichena, the yisichena, tzvilas yisichena, yisichena lacherim. So the word sicha means pashapshat means he should try to get rid of it. If a person is troubled, he should get rid of his trouble. Chazal interpreted that the way of getting rid of it is sicha lacherim. Chazal Megala, an extraordinary tfisa in Koiches HaNefesh. Whenever we speak, so we have in ourselves a certain tachlis with the speaking. Bederech Klal, when I speak, I want to attain something. There's a tachlis in speaking. So I can attain something by telling you to do something, and that's a tzivui. I can convince you something with something, and those are diburim, where I can convince you to do something. The koyach of pitu is in the pair, and the koyach of dibur means I can convince you. I can ask you for a favor. Asking for a favor is also a certain use. In other words, I am me, I need this, I am appealing to your conscience to help me. I'm trying to do something, and my peh is the kli avoida of mine. So the koyach of dibur is a kli that expresses. It's a kli that express that allows me to leverage my koyaches and accomplish something. So just like every kli avoida is a chetimtza for me to accomplish. If I have a plow, if I have a shovel, I make use of it and I accomplish something. The koyach of peh in many different ifanim accomplishes something. There's one type of dibur that's unique. When a person uses koyach dibur for yisichena lacherim, it's a certain hoidos baldin on himself that he's incapable. If I'm grappling with inyanim, that I can't handle the weight of it, and I have to pretend that I can handle it. I have to show that I'm strong enough to be able to work with it. That destroys me, because I'm holding something that I can't hold. I can't carry that. So I can ask for help. I can tell someone else to do it. Those are all ways of dealing with it, using my peh as a kli. But I can put it down and say, I can't. And that is, there's a hoidos baldin on my ineptitude. But mirich giset frees me, it puts things in the right perspective, and then I'm free from the old. So there's a darga of where the koyach hadibur that relieves a person of the inability to cope with something, that's called sicha, and sicha lacherim, and that's why that's the underlying motivator of conversation, where a person is tells someone else shares his burden, like we use the language colloquially. Because when I'm using my dibur to get something, I'm still in control. I'm still viable, and I'm using my dibur. Even when I request the help, I need the help to walk, please give me a hand and help me walk. So that dibur is a pa'ula of mine. There's a certain level of pa'ula. Masha ein kein, the when I have said I can't, When all I tell you is I can't walk, then what I'm doing is I'm by being mafkia, my gaiva, my sense of self, that becomes it doesn't require me to lift that burden anymore, and then I can cope with it. The understanding of the person's anova chno pnimis that comes from sicha is the yisoid of koyach hadibur. So it's extraordinary if we think about it. Dibur, Adam is called a medaba, and that's his strongest koyach. And that's the koyach at the end of the day that he can accomplish with. And bligvul mamore chazal and diburim in the svarim about the koyach hadibur, what a person can do with koyach hadibur and the Chaim was Yad Alosh, and so on and so forth. That's all when dibur is in the active mode of establishing a person's supremacy, koach. There's in that koach of dibur, when it's in its most natural state, and the person is just letting go, and speaking out what's on his heart, that itself becomes a certain hoidos baldin, a certain hisbatlus of the person, and therefore, it in a certain sense that allows him to function. So the natural, normal conversation, when I share my difficulty with somebody, without the expectation to help me, what gets accomplished in that is this koyach of sicha. Of the others, Avram and Yaakov were still in this world, and they had things to do, to accomplish. Yitzchak was unique that his Afreis Tzava Munach on the Kisei Kovet, and Yitzchak is, it's Keitz Chayit, it says in the Chazal, he's like, his life is over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyachet Shmoy on him when he was living. Yitzchak is someone that the Akeda means he's after Avoida. He's Kuloi, he was Mevatel his whole Mohus. He's after the whole Nafshecha. And just like after Misa, where we don't have, we're there already, that was the Yitzchak's Darga. So Yitzchak's Darga was a Darga of someone that was Kuloi called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was no self. So his avoida was unique because he was totally bottled. His afreis tzava munach, he had a whole different mahalach of avoida. He never left kedusha, never left Eretz Yisrael, so on. He was a latmima, but even in the tzur of avoida, he brought in a tzur of avoida that was very different. Total his batlos. Yitzchak is called tzchoik osle lekim because tzchoik means when a person laughs, he's expressing a helplessness. Whether the person, sometimes a person laughs because he's so overwhelmed with simcha that something so good had befallen him that he can't. He just feels that it's not me at all. It's not shaykh to me bechlal. That's one that what's like. Or sometimes a person out of Yush laughs. Sometimes you see a person who, when things are so difficult, just laughs because there's a certain rift in that yadayim in tzchoik. And it's something that I can't cope with it. That's the darga. It's very interesting. Chazal say that a person. We need to ask ourselves, what are the different zmanim of tefillah, of avodah? So there's a Yerushalmi that says, it's brought down, Meshavur brings it down, Bialach brings it down, that in the evening by Ma'ariv, a person should say, Yirotzen, just like you saw, I saw the Chama B'Shgiyos, just like I saw a Fela, I should be zeichet to see Oira. That's tefillah, that's a Yerotzen a person should say before Ma'ariv. We understand it very well. Ma'ariv's a difficult time, night's a difficult time, person is power. In the morning, person says, Moedan Yifanecha, that Shreitz Yisani Ma'afela Oira. That we understand also. Tzahidah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Mincha, a person should say, Yerotzen, just like I was zeicha to see Chama B'Zvichasa, so too I should be zeicha to see Chama B'Shkiyasa. I understand. Two out of the three, you were desperately davening to get away from Shkia. At nighttime, you were saying, just like, you put me in the darkness, Yerotzen should get me onto the light. In the morning, you say, thank you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you got me onto the light. Mincha, you say, Yerotzen should be zeichet to see the Shkia. What's the pshat? The answer is, kol oid, a person is in control, and it's his call, and the person is the Baal Avoida, so then the Avoida is to go from Afel Oira. And there's a makom bakasha and hoida. When a person is kulei batel, and he's kulei b'chinas eved, that it makes no difference what or when. The only tefillah is to remain the Eved. But the specifics of it, the minute I voice even b'derech bakosha, a specific, there's a bitl of avdus. If you take a look in the three on the three amudim, the Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, Torah and Gemilas Chasadim both require an input from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an output from me. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me Torah. I have to be misasik in it. I have to be done in it. Bezus Almatas Paskening, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting the psak. I have to be Maimit Torah. I have to make Torah. Gemilas Chasadim, something like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a shefa, and Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me to distribute it. So there's an in. So my makom tefillah and hakara is on 50% of it, and then there's a makom avoida on the other 50%. Avoida, the mohus of avoida. This is important in Kuda. The mohus of avoida, karbanis or tefillah, is not what I'm doing, but what I'm demonstrating by what I'm doing. The hisbatlus of the person who's the oivid Hashem describes him as being an Eved Hashem. In other words, the be'emes, the pool of tefillah is not the accomplishment. The pool of tefillah is the etzem metzius of a mispalo. So l'moshe in Torah, let's say chesed, the pool of chesed is the giving to other people. I'm giving other people. I have to understand that it's every comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pool of Torah is the being asukish shmeitzli b'dilchasa. That's my lo b'shamayim he. It's me. So it's his battles of the b'shamayim, and same thing by chesed. If I give hefker stuff out to people, I never made a kinyan. I'm not yotze stuck with it. I'm a nice guy, but the pool of chesed is to give of mine. By payer there's the, you know, let's speak about suffix over there. The chiv is giving yours, so on. Those are both of them require it to be yours, and then you give it. The pool of avdus, when I'm makriv a karbon, the karbon is hegdish already. Karbon belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu when I'm makriv it. I had to bring it, not to be makdish it. It first comes to Akdosh, and when it's kodesh, I'm kulo hechatimtza. So the pool of avoida be'etzem, the pool of avoida is his batlus. In an oifen where the person himself is it's his ritzoinus and so on don't exist, and it's kulei ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the things that let's go consider. So b'meila, in the avoida of tefillah, certainly all avoidas are dependent on each other, and there's an element all the others did everything. And each one added something of his in the other one. But if you look about it, in tefillah, the pe'ula, let's go back to the questions we raised. The pe'ula of Avram was being koivea, the certain makom. Tefillah was in a specific place. It was on a har. The har is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A har is not built by man. But it's mugdar. And therefore the person goes to the har, and that's where and that's where tefillah takes place. Yaakov Avinu's is a bias, and that's where avodah takes place, and it's made by Adam, and it's mugdar, and that's what it is, and that's where there's a mokum tefillah. Yitzchak's mokum tefillah is sada, and therefore, because it's a mokum that's boundless. There is no place that's called. Sada means, a sada is really defined by a place that's not Godor. Chazal says in the Pasuk Shashim, Rashi brings it, you know, L'chu neitze asada melina bakfarim. So neitze asada means, he says, the krach is a makom of zegezen arayis. The sada is a good place. Because the sada is hefach of krach. A krach is a place that ma'isa adam ha'shoilit. It has walls, it has houses, and therefore it's a makom that's not ideal. The sada is a makom that's endless, limitless. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. The hargosha in sada is that it's not shayach to adam. A sada, for a sada to be active and grow things, it requires chrisha, which is a certain hisbatlus of all the elements in the sada. In other words, the hisbatlus of all the clumps. It's not enough that the sada is empty. the Sadeh also needs to be broken into pieces, because the more the Sadeh is permeable, the more it allows the water and the nutrients and so on to go forth, the better it will grow. So Yitzchak's tfisa in Sadeh was, it's all a makram like that. Or if we'd say it sharply, Yitzchak's harabayas was koloilam kuloi. And that's why his makram is called a Sadeh. The tsura of tefillah is a sharp distinction, and that's the sharpest distinction, because Yitzchak is keneged tefillah, keneged avoda, which is tefillah. Yitzchak's tefillah is sicha. In other words, whereas Avram Avinu's tefillah was a tiny with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu came and he came with a bakasha. And of course a bakasha contains in itself the understanding that he could give it to me and so on. But I'm determining something. I'm saying, listen, it's not good to be machrib stoim. I need to do whatever I can about it. I can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Kol Yochel. He's the Geizek Zeres, and he's the Matzel, and so on, the Poyde Matzel. So, but it's a certain level of pu'ula of the person. The Yaakov went to David. Vayifka Mokom, he stole to that place. He felt this was a place like that he needed to go to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tzivui, and so on. Yitzchak's pchina was sicha. In other words, the expression of the person's inability of self, the being mayed his own kaima to pchina of Ephrod Sava Munach, that's the pchina's tefillah of Yitzchak. In other words, when I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the hadgasha, let's give a mashal, a simple mashal. Sometimes you have two people who, one person is doing something, and he asks the other person for help. So there's a sort of a statement that he needs my help, but that's not the ikka. The ikka is the trying to get me to help. Let's say we made a bet beforehand. I said you can't carry this rock across the whole length of the street, impossible. And the person says, no, I can do it. And we have this discussion back and forth. And the person takes the rock and he walks down the street, and in the middle he says, can you help me? So that can you help me is the thrust of that statement is the hoidas valdin shaboy. It's when a person turns, there are people who feel themselves very, very strong internally, or they want to pretend they're very strong, and they don't share their problems with other people because there's a certain gaiva in it, a certain not wanting to maybe make somebody else feel not good, but a lot of times there's a certain sense of strength. I can do it. You know what? I'll manage. When a person is misicheach, the sichena lacherim, the purpose of my tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the help that might generate, but the expression of my heder metzias. I thought I could do it myself, but I can't. The ikar shaboy is the person's own ismatos. That was Yitzchak sicha. And that's why it's incredible. In Yaakov and in Avram's Yehiratzen, there's a statement of preference. My void is to bring the world to Eira. And it is true. So my pu'ula, let's call it pu'ula so we can distinguish it. My pu'ula here is to bring it to a certain darga. So at night I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give day. In the morning I'm Shabeach, I'm Moida, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it day. But there's a very clear sense of my pu'ula, my avoida. Yitzchak's only bakasha is the yiratzen of what, you know, it, just like I was zeichet to be the eved to go from Laila to Yom, I would like to be the Eved that goes from Yom to Laila. Because the Ratzon, the Kviyas Ratzon of what is and what should be, is Kula B'Yad Hashem. My only Bakasha is to be the Eved Neman. So, Marshall, let's give an example. Let's say we're two friends. And we want to go, we take trips together, we go to different places. So sometimes you want to go to Mokum A. I chip in and I say, okay, but I like B much better. So sometimes we'll go to A, sometimes we'll go to B. Or I call up somebody and I say, you know, I'm going and this is this trip. I'd like to treat you. So a person feels very good, but he says, you know what? Once we're going on a trip, how about, would you consider going to place B, place C, whatever? That's one type of bakasha relationship. But somebody who is an Eved and there has himself Evedic, and the other says, okay, I need you, we're going to place A. There's no mockum to say, how about, would you consider B? There's no mockum, because if you want to see yourself as the Eved, let's say I want somebody to teach me a trade or something like that. And I tell them, I'll, you know, let me be with you wherever you, whatever you're doing, you know, so I could learn. So, adrabba, where we should go. So let's say I want to learn X, Y, or Z. And the person who's teaching me says, okay, we're going to see this, we're going to see this, we're going to here, we're going there. The etzem being koivea, the agenda, also belongs there. And that's the difference between somebody whose tefillah is avdustik, it was Yitzchak to Avram and Yaakov. The last nekuda. It says that the churban is that it goes that Sion is sada techarish. What it means is that churban can only be shaylit on those in Yanim that require a certain input from me. I'm being koivea the har, the bias. I'm being koivea different in Yanim, where tefillah has to take place, or the matar the tefillah. And therefore, churb mishoyler on it. Because if I need something in order to be mispalo, then it could be taken away. For the person who is sadadik, for the person who dehez akash balosuch besada, so even it's not possible to be machrev a sada, because when you machrev a binyan, what remains is sada. Yitzchak Avinu gave us a mahalach of tefillah that withstands churban. Tzion l'sode techoresh means that when the oivim were mashpil what we have and destroyed it ad offer, so now we still have an avenue of approach, and that's through sode. Mincha, it says, it's very interesting. Mincha is a zman of Midas Adin. And that's why it's connected. Yitzchak. Mincha is the zman when the day begins becoming night. That's much harder than nighttime itself, because nighttime itself already starts moving towards day at some point. But in the mahalach of as the sun goes down, and the downward spiral, that's the zman that's kosher. In that zman, the only way that shayach to be oiches in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sadadik. And yirotzen, just like I was zeichet to see, the zvicha should be zeichet to shkia. All I want to do is, I want to do the right thing in the context that you're providing. I trust you for the context. Let me do what's right. That was Yitzchak's. Yitzchak was blind, means that he wasn't samech in his own ri'ya. He wasn't a blind. A person who sees sets the agenda of where he wants to go to, what he's out to do. your das, your seichel is called riyah, and therefore, or is chachma. You set. You're the one that determines what you should do. A person who's blind can only do, and that was Yitzchak's makom. That was Yitzchak's avoda. So, Yitzchak is the central. Is the central av, and as such, there's a certain nekuda unique to Yitzchak, and that is he provides the nekuda pnimis of the avoda of both Avram and Yaakov. Avram is the one that came from nowhere to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a self-made man. Yaakov is the one that was poil, brought out the things that was supposed to be brought out, and that's a certain level of pa'ula. Yitzchak was the center in the sense that, but all of it is built on the lack of atzmius. We're talking about a darga that bezem l'shayach to anybody. Yitzchak is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachet shmoy and somebody's living means this person is out of the world of bechira. He's bezem a mace in a certain sense. Keitz chai, he's no longer existent. And that's something which is bad to not shayach to anybody, because as long as we're alive, we have a chiyuv avoda, we have to think what to do, we have to try to accomplish. But it requires a certain set of a foundation of the avdus of the person. Avoda is not an accomplishment. Avoda is the declaration that everything I have, the oyla kolol, I didn't accomplish an oyla kolol. An oyla kolol is the battles of what's there. That's what avoda is be'etzim. When a person's mispalo, we measure ourselves a lot of times at the value of our tefillah, or the value of our tefillah for ourselves, or how great our tefillah is, by how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered us or not. And that, in a certain sense, is taking away from tefillah. Let's have a very, very close friend. And whenever I have a difficulty, he's the person I turn to and speak to him. So if the person didn't end up helping me, and I'm upset about it, I feel this pagan relationship, then that's not the right relationship. If the pshat the person could do, and I could be choishish, which is always true, I must have done that for because of atzlis or mazid or whatever it is he's not doing, so that is a pgam. But let's say the person's, I'm 100% convinced he's a good person, and it's not like anything. And he didn't do. I don't know why. But my yachas to him, I needed him to be able to share my burden with me. The yisichena lachirim is what I need him for. That's really what my relationship is. In tefillah is sicha. Other tefillahs take place sometimes at a har and sometimes in a bias, and that's that tefillah becomes incorporated in different pa'ulais. But tefillah at its core is sicha. And that's a tefillah that can never be taken away from a person. Even in a zman, Yitzchak is like midas ha-din, even a zman when din is shoylet, and we don't have the koyach and ability to really accomplish anything in any way. There's a Rachmana Tzlan, it's a zman of din, and things are terrible. But the sicha shaboy is shayach to everybody. When Rashi says that the Sada was the Harabayas, I would like to be toyim a certain oimik in Rashi, that when Tzion is Chorev, and Tzion became a Sada, that Sada has no boundaries. The bias has boundaries as a bias, and it has a mokoim. When you're building in Beis Abchira, in Hillel's Beis Abchira, when you're building the Beis Abchira, it has to be in the Har in Yerushalayim, that's Tzion. That's halacha and negeda in one phase of a bais. But in a zman of churban, then and it became a sada. Sada's all over. Sada has no boundaries be'etzim, and wherever a person's mechaven to harabayis, that sada becomes harabayis. So a person, adarab, when a person is in a matzav, we feels that the helplessness, and he expresses it that I thought I could do, and I thought of myself as so on, and I realize that it's not. I don't have, and I can't, and it's all you. That expression becomes, turns his whole setting into a sada. It becomes a makam kaddish to daven from, because a sada doesn't have boundaries. Pa'ula has boundaries to it. His batlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no boundaries. In every matzav, a person has that makam. Yitzchak Avinu, because he reached the darga, and that's why we don't find Yitzchak no activities. Avram was mekarev tremendously, and Yaakov built shvatim. It's now Yitzchak's gadlus is his batlus. Yitzchak's nekuda that he added to start to Klal Yisrael is that between the person who started it all and the person who ended it all, there's the person who understands that he has nothing at all. If when that's in the Kudem Merkaz of our Tefillah, of our Avoda, then first of all, that's the Tzura Mitis of it. Yitzchak is the Kodesh Kadoshim inside. He's the Oyla Tmima. That's the central point, in a sense, of the Avos. And the person never ever has a makom. There's no makom so far removed from the makom kaddish that there's no kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when things are gone, the whole world, the whole life becomes a sada. And wherever there's a sada, a person can be mesaycheach, a person can be yetzel suach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shams. Thank you.